The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Going to talk about an interesting update out of New York City today. So New York City is launching a program that will pay homeowners up to $395,000 to build a tiny home as part of their new program. So I'm going to talk about the program, the qualifications, and all the details and give my thoughts on it. Curious to hear your thoughts. Before we jump in, though, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and review. It takes just a moment and it helps the show to grow. If you do that, send me a screenshot. My email is in the show notes and I'll send you a free training on how to find and evaluate properties. All right. So let's jump right in. So article says, in an effort to create more affordable housing, a few lucky homeowners will be granted hundreds of thousands of dollars to construct accessory dwelling units or ADUs on their property. So for those of you who don't know what an ADU is, an ADU stands for accessory dwelling unit. And it's defined as a small, independent residential dwelling unit located on the same lot as your home. The unit could be located within the existing home or could be a fully independent and detached structure. ADUs can come in a variety of types, including basement apartments, attic conversions, or in-law suites. So hopefully that helps you to picture what an ADU is. I know there's a ton of headlines saying ADU this, ADU that, and you may not know what it means. So I wanted to quickly define that for you. So the program that the New York Department of Housing Preservation and Development, it's a super long name, the program that that department is launching is called the Plus One ADU Pilot Program. And the goal for them is to fund the creation of additional living space for growing and multi-generational families. So like I mentioned, it'll provide $395,000 in financing, but here is the catch, because you know, with the government, there's always a catch. So the catch is it's for a maximum of 16 single family home landlords so they can build these ADUs. So some examples they gave are backyard cottages, garage studios. So picture a structure going up in somebody's backyard, if there's any space somewhere in New York City, a studio in their garage, so converting their garage to a legal studio, attaching a suite to their home, so something that could be attached and not detached, or creating the basement into a legal apartment. And they even said attic. So if someone out there in New York City has enough attic space, then you might be able to be part of this program. So, you know, I think this is really interesting. This is really, really interesting. I'd say the first thing is it's interesting that they're only piloting this with 15 people. I think they're overstating the impact of this. I mean, if you have 15 ADUs that are built, then you helped 15 individuals who will be renting those out. And there are millions of people in New York City. So, you know, I would have liked to see more money go towards something like this, given the urgent need of housing and the lack of inventory in New York City. That's my first thought. The other thing that they're looking to do is help seniors spend their retirement years in their chosen neighborhood. So the interesting thing is, like, there's no language here restricting who these units can be rented to. There is a rent restriction, which we'll talk about in a bit, but it's interesting how they're talking about seniors, because nowhere in here does it restrict the renters to seniors. Like, I'm even looking at the NYC.gov website and there's nothing about only seniors being able to rent. So I'm not quite sure why they included that, because it's a bit misleading in the statement. So that's my thought on that. And it says, it goes on to say, enables, and they also want to enable in-laws to move in with young families, make space for children returning from college, et cetera. But that really doesn't make sense, because let's say I'm one of the folks who meets the requirements and I win the grant or the money or whatever. I can rent to whoever I want. So whether or not I have children or whether or not I have in-laws or whatever the case may be, it's not necessarily going to meet the demographic that they're talking about in this press release. And this is why, fam, it's important to read between the lines, because they put in this language to hype people up and to make you think it's going to impact a certain population of people, when it's really not, you know, but I guess that's what media is about. So the money, you're probably wondering where the money is coming from. So the money is coming from a $2.6 million grant from the state that is supposed to encourage low and middle income homeowners to create or upgrade good quality, safe, accessory dwelling units. The city supposedly plans to put in almost as much of its own money into this as well. So this is really interesting, super interesting. So eligibility. So to be eligible, you have to be current on your mortgage. So if you're in New York City and you're listening, or you know somebody who lives in New York City, you have to be current, and you must not have any outstanding municipal arrears or be in an active payment plan. There's also an income limit. So a two-person household can own a maximum of $186,450. So that is 165% of the area median income for two people. And they're also going to give preference to homeowners who are at or below 100% of the area median income, or $113,000 for a two-person household. And there's like a whole chart on the website where you can look at the area median income chart and so forth, filter by family size, all that good stuff. And the eligible buildings are single-family detached rental homes, homes that allow for two-family construction under the current building and zoning codes. Homes have to pass an inspection and need no major repairs other than that which is necessary for the ADU construction. And, you know, can't have any code violations and there's requirements for like ceilings and things if you want to do it in the basement. So, you know, I see what they're trying to do. Oh, also, there's a $200 application fee, you know, you got to pay. So, you know, I see what they're trying to do. I will say they're kind of overstating the impact of these 15 ADUs. And to me, it's not urgent enough for the need that there is in New York City, in my opinion. So, you know, you let me know what you think. You know, send me a message or email, let me know what you think. Or you could leave it in your five-star rating and review, shameless plug, and let me know what you think. You know, I don't think this is going to have a tremendous impact. And I also don't like how they wrote the press release, because it's very misleading, in my opinion. So you let me know what you think. Leave that five-star rating and review. As I mentioned, it helps the show grow. I hope you're doing well in this holiday season. I hope your year is ending well, you and your family members. I hope you've had a great year, and I appreciate your support. Two quick things before we go. If you are someone who is looking to buy your first or next investment property next year, I have a 100% free guide in the description of this episode that's going to help you to do that, help you put a plan together, help you figure out what are some of the things you need to think about to get ready to purchase a property next year. The next thing is, if you are someone who lives in an expensive market and you feel like it's impossible to invest, so if you're in Washington State, if you're in New York City, New Jersey, California, any other place where you just feel like it's not possible, I'm hosting a four-week workshop. It's starting on January 17th. And I encourage you to apply. So go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop or click the link in the description. We're going to talk about how to build your team, how to creatively finance, how to find the right city, and so much more. So I hope to see you there. All right. Thank you all so much. I hope you have an amazing rest of the day. Thank you again for your support and checking out this episode. And I look forward to hearing from what, and I look forward to hearing what you think. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.